بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation of the 40 Nawawi hadith, and we have reached hadith number 34 عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه وذلك أضعف الإيمان رواه مسلم. On the authority of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri رضي الله عنه, who said, I heard the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم say, whoever of you sees an evil action, let him change it by his hand, and if he is not able to do so, then with his tongue, and if he is not able to do so, then with his heart, and that is the weakest of faith, related by Muslim. So, here, going through the general explanation, I heard the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, whosoever of you sees. What is intended here is whoever of you knows of, even though he may not actually see. So this also covers من علم, who knows yet did not see, and this also includes the one who may hear it by his ears or may reach him by way of certain news and the like. So this is comprehensive. Although the apparent of the hadith is that it refers to the actual seeing by the eye, but as long as the statement tolerates a wider meaning, or more general meaning rather, then we carry it on that general meaning. Now, whoever sees a munkar, the term munkar refers to all that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade, or His Messenger, and His Messenger also forbade, then let him change it with his hands, change this munkar, this evil or wrong, with his hands. However, this munkar, this evil, must be clearly an evil, agreed upon by everyone. However, if it is related to some aspects of ijtihad, conclusions based upon exerting efforts to reach the ruling, then in this case it is not to be denied. Now, if he is not able to do so by his hand, then by his tongue. As a deterrence and the like. However, wisdom must be used, as we will explain in the benefits. Should we take the writing as the tongue in terms of the ruling? Could it be the same as well? Rationalize that, or make an analogy that also the change can be by writing. Yes, writing books or treaties and the like, publishing. Now, the third step, if he is unable to do that, then he should deny that in his heart and dislikes it and hates it in his heart and wish that it does not exist. And that this denial by the heart is the least or is the weakest of faith, meaning the weakest level of faith. In terms of what? In terms of changing the evil. The benefits of this hadith. First, the Prophet ﷺ assigned the entire ummah that if the ummah sees a munkar and evil, he assigned to it the task to change it. And therefore we don't need to say that a person must have a job to do that. So if one says to you, who is the one who authorized you to do this or that? We say, the Prophet ﷺ, in his general statement when he said, man ra'a minkum, whoever of you sees. Second, it is not permissible to deny the munkar and to change until the person is certain that it is a munkar. From two angles. First, he is certain that it is wrong. And secondly, that it is certain that it is wrong with respect to the doer. Because a thing may be wrong on its own, by itself, but not so with respect to the doer. Example, eating and drinking in Ramadan. Eating and drinking in the month of Ramadan. In origin, this is munkar. This is wrong and evil. But it may not be so with respect to a particular person, like an ill person who is permitted to not fast, or a traveler, or someone on a journey to whom fasting is not mandatory, where it is permissible for him not to fast. The third thing is that the munkar, the evil, must be also evil with respect to all. However, if it is from the disagreed matters between the reliable scholars, then it should not be denounced, denouncing the doer who does not see it as munkar, except in situations where the difference is very weak and it's worthless. It's not considered even a reliable difference. In this case, yes, it can be denied. Example, if you see a person eating camel meat, and then he stands right away and performs salah, don't denounce him. Don't deny upon him. Why? Because this is a matter where there is difference of opinion regarding it. Some of the ulama, the scholars, are with the opinion that it's obligatory to make wudu after eating the camel meat. Others don't see that. However, this does not deny you the right to discuss with him and try to clarify the situation to him. Now, if someone says and throws the following question, what's our position with regarding to the general Muslims, the common Muslims? Why? Because with the seeker of knowledge, we know that he, with the seeker of knowledge, we know that he sees to such and such opinion. So we don't denounce. However, shall we tell the common Muslims then, go and follow whomever you wish? The answer is no. The general or the common Muslims' way should be the way of their scholars. Because if we open the door for the common Muslim to choose from amongst the sayings of the scholars, then there will be chaos, endless chaos. So we tell him, you are Ammi, you are a common Muslim in a country where its ulama, its scholars see that this matter is forbidden, and we don't accept from you to say, well, I am imitating such and such scholar from such and such place. This is not acceptable. Now, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in the next benefit, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, let him change the munkar, the evil, the wrongdoing with his hands. This is general. Meaning, however, is it? This is general, meaning it is general, whoever sees. So therefore, can we say that if he has the ability, then he should go and change regardless on whatever condition? The answer is no. The answer is no. If he fears that in his change there will be fitna, affliction, then he should not, in this case, change. Because the greater evils are to be warded off by the lesser ones. Like, for example, if he sees an evil done by some leaders, and he knows that if he is to change that by his hands, then he is able, however, that the consequences would be more evil and more fitna, either upon him or his family, or those associate with him in the da'wah to enjoin what is right and to forbid what is evil, then we say to him, if you fear the fitna, then don't change. Because based on the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, 108, وَلَا تَسُبُّ الَّذِينَ يدعون من دون الله فيسب الله عدوا بغير علم. And insult not those whom they, the disbelievers, worship besides Allah, lest they insult Allah wrongfully without knowledge. Fourth benefit, the hand is the acting tool. The hand is the acting tool. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ, then let him change it with his hands. Because mostly actions are done by hands. And that's why actions are added to the hands in many textual proofs. As in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ash-Shura, 42:30, فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, which means by that which your hands have earned, or your feet, or your eyes, or your ears, and whatever of misfortune befalls you, it is because what your hands are have earned. Fifth benefit, that in this deen of Allah, there is no hardship, and that obligation is conditional upon ability, and obligation is conditional upon ability. قال الله تعالى in Surah At-Taghabun 64:16, فاتقوا الله ما استطعتم فاتقوا الله ما استطعتم. So keep your duty to Allah and fear Him as much as you can. وقال الله عز وجل in Surah البقرة 2:286, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah burdens not a person beyond his scope. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the hadith reported by Muslim, whatever I forbade you to keep away from, then stay away from, and whatever I commanded you to do, then do that of it which you are able to do. So all of this falls under the general frame that the deen is yusr, the deen is ease. Sixth benefit, if the person is unable to change by his hand nor by his tongue, then by his heart, by disliking the evil and having the determination that when he is able to denounce and deny and change by his tongue or his hand, as previously mentioned, then he can do that. Now, if someone asks the following question, is it sufficient for the denial by the heart that the person sits with the people of wrongdoing, the sinners, the evildoers, and says, well, I am disliking it by my heart? The answer is no. Because if he is true concerning the fact, concerning what he is saying, that he dislikes it in his heart, then he wouldn't have done so by sitting with them, and he would have left them, except in case where they force him to do so. In this case, he may have an excuse. 7. Benefit. 7th benefit. The heart, or there are actions of the heart. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِهِ, if he is not able, then by his heart. Al-qalb, the heart has its sayings and its actions. The heart has its sayings and its actions. And its sayings comprise the creed, and its actions comprise its acting by its intention, or by hope, or fear, or the like. All of these are actions of the heart. The 8th benefit. Al-Iman, faith, comprises actions and intention. Because the Prophet ﷺ considered these ranks to be from Iman, And changing by the hand is an action. And changing by the tongue is an action. And by the heart, an intention. And it is as such. Because al-Iman, faith, comprises all actions. It's not particular only to the creed. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, al-Imanu bid'un wa sab'una shu'ba. Iman is 70 or such. Branches, or he said 60 or 70 or 60 branches. The highest is the utterance of La ilaha illallah, there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah. And the least is removing a harmful object from the road. So the saying La ilaha illallah is an utterance of a tongue, of the tongue. And removing the harmful object is an action by body parts. And al-haya'u shu'batun min al-iman, he said, and bashfulness is a branch of iman, and this is an action of the heart. And there is no need, therefore, to go around and continue discussing whether actions are from the perfection of Iman or Iman's validity depend upon them. There is no need for such question. So anyone who asks you, are the actions a condition for the completion of Iman or a condition for the validity of the Iman? We tell him, as-sahaba, the companions radiallahu anhum, are more noble than you and are more knowledgeable than you and are more keen seeking what is good than you, yet they didn't ask the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam such question. So suffice to you what suffice them. So therefore we say, if the proof and the evidence establishes that the action takes the person out of Islam, then in this case it is a condition for the validity of Iman. And if the dalil, the evidence, indicates that it doesn't take the person out of Islam, then it is a condition for the perfection or completion of Iman. And the subject is closed. But to go and argue and debate the one who opposes you, saying that such and such is a murji, and whoever agrees with you, you accept, and if he adds and disagrees, then you say that he is a khariji from the khawarij. This is incorrect. So therefore my advice to the youth and to the seekers of knowledge is to keep away and stay away from indulging in this matter. And then to say, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to be as condition for the validity of Iman and its continuity, then it is a condition. And otherwise, no. And then we close the subject and be decisive. Now, if someone says that the saying of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام فليغيره بيده, let him change it by his hand, is this open for everyone? The answer, the apparent from the hadith that everyone who sees the munkar, the evil, then he has the right to do so. However, if we go back and check the fundamental and general principles, we will find that this is not general for every person in our times, in the like of our times. Because if we say as such, then everyone who sees something which he believes to be wrong, then he will go and change it, although it may not be wrong or evil. And thus this leads to chaos, endless chaos amongst people. Yes, indeed, the person in charge at home can change by his hands, because he is the guardian. And similarly, like the greater guardian or his deputies who can change by their hands, they can take by this and apply. And let it be known that the levels are three: da'wah, da'wah, call, amr, enjoyment, and third, change. As to the da'wah, the caller goes, the caller invites the people in the masajid, in any place where there are gatherings, and informs them about the evils and warns them and explains to them the good and incites them to do that. As to the enjoyer, the one who enjoys what is right and forbids what is wrong, he is the one who commands the people and says, do this, don't do that. So there is a kind of command here. And the one who change, al-mughayyir, is the one who change what's in himself if he sees the people not responding to his call, nor to his enjoyment and forbidding. And Allah, the Most High, is the one who grants success. This brings the end of hadith number 34, and we'll stop here, although I intended to go over hadith 35, but it is lengthy and requires also attention and sufficient inshallah in this, so we can have it on its own. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make of this a benefit and a lesson for myself and for all of you. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.